begin with chants honoring the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, or the foundational principles of teacher, teachings, and community that are the body of spiritual practice as we open to our lives together with guidance and good company on the path. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddham Bhagavantam Abhivademi Svakhato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Mami. The Blessed One is accomplished and fully self-awakens. I bow to the Blessed One. The Dhamma is well taught by the Blessed One. I bow to the Dhamma. The Sangha of the Blessed One has practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Homage to the blessed, accomplished, and fully self-awakened one. Taking a moment to connect with, and if you're just arriving to settle in, to connect with the quality in yourself that turns toward the teachings or the path that inspires you in spiritual practice. A very general way of taking refuge is to say that there are these things that we turn toward when the ordinary activity of just figuring out how to make it in this world is unreliable, as it so often is. We turn towards subtler truths or teachings. So take a moment to connect with whatever that is in yourself, and then we'll continue. As we chant the refuge verse, you can feel in yourself either your connection to this specific refuge or in general the sense of this turning toward the subtle or toward guidance or teachings that support you through the fluctuations and the changing fortunes of this life. What is a refuge for you? Buddham saranam gacchami. Buddham saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Duryampi Buddham saranam gacchami. Duryampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Duryampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tatyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Tatyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Ti sarana gamanani ti tam. I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A second time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. A third time I go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I have gone for refuge to the Triple Gem. When we continue with the chants, reminding ourselves of the ethical precepts that are the foundation of all relationship and spiritual life, which are not separate. These are the guidelines to protect life, to respect others' property, to take care with the powerful energies of sexuality, speech, and substance in order to support the mind and heart stream toward as much clarity and opening into well-being as possible. Panatipata, taking the five precepts together. Panatipata veramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Adinadana veramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Kame sumicha chara veramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Musavadha veramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana veramani sikapatang sammadhyami. Idam me silam magapalanyanasa pachayo hotu. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to protect life. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to take only that which is offered to me. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to express my sexual energy wisely. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to speak the truth with kindness. Knowing how deeply our lives intertwine, I undertake the training to abstain from intoxicants that cloud my mind. Through the discipline of ethics, may I realize the path and fruit of practice. And we finish with what are called the five recollections for daily practice. These are deep reminders of the basic truths of our time in this human body, and reminders of the power and importance of inquiry into this life. So, together. I am of the nature to age. I have not gone beyond age. I am of the nature to sicken. I have not gone beyond sickness. I am of the nature to die. I have not gone beyond dying. All that is mine, beloved and pleasing, will become otherwise, will be separated from me. I am the owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related to my actions, abide supported by my actions. Whatever action I do, for good or for ill, of that I will be the heir. And then just settling into a comfortable seat for meditation. And you might feel how the resonance of these words, these kinds of ancient prayers, sits in you or rings in you. The ancient prayers of refuge and praise. The orientation toward wise action in the form of ethics and renunciation. And the deep reminders of the truths of old age, sickness, and death. We'll speak a bit tonight about impermanence. And in our meditation, we'll just orient gently toward this flow of change that is one of the constancies we can tune into. Just beginning feeling your body sitting, the posture of your body, the various aches and pains, and then comforts and ease in the body. You might begin by noticing how exactly the feeling of your body this evening, and your mood, the emotional tone of the heart, the body heart this evening. You recognize what's happening. Maybe there's a familiar ache in the low back or a familiar ache in the heart. But tuning into them, set aside the idea that you know completely what this is. And just notice that because none of us have ever been in this exact moment with these exact people in this exact place before, that these sensations and these feelings are also new. Familiar enough to recognize, but not absolutely known. So we contact the body as we sit. And what we're feeling is a changing body. Aging, fluctuating health, but also healing, growing, becoming wiser. Take a few moments and rest with this body as a constantly changing landscape. What happens when we receive the body as new? As we tune into the body and sensations and feeling, we come into contact with the breath. Such a direct way, the breath can teach us about this quality of change. That it's always changing, the in-breath turning into the out-breath to the in-breath. The lengths of the breath, how much pleasure we find in the breath, always changing. We notice it, we don't notice it. It's longer or shorter. We notice that it changes. We also notice that it changes in a specific rhythm, expanding and contracting. And the change of the breath is not chaotic. It may be fast or slow, but it keeps coming in and then out, and in and out, and resting into this can remind us that there is a regularity, a reliability, even within constant change. Our core practice of meditation with the breath is to rest attention or awareness closely with the breathing body, setting aside other stories and distractions, feeling a full breath in and out, and then reconnecting with the next breath and feeling it in and out. Paradoxically, it's by staying with something in a continuous way, in an unbroken way, more and more, that we open to seeing clearly the truth of how much changes, how the quality of our attention changes when we're more rested, or more well-fed, or more well cared for emotionally. The quality of attention changes. The quality of our presence changes. Everything oscillating in and out. So we'll sit in silence together, sitting with the breath, riding the rising and falling breath. Or in a very simple way, staying with the sense of the whole body and its posture, sitting, the shape of the body. And the other main oscillation we perceive is that we're present for a moment, and then the mind wanders. And then we notice, and we're present again, and then the mind wanders again. This when we practice restraining. So that we give a gentle effort to resisting distraction and to staying with whatever we've chosen to rest with, the breath or the body. So you rest into the breath, come back when the mind is loses the breath. And in moments where the mind is settled and there's a little space between the thoughts, and you just notice how that last thought is gone, the next one hasn't yet arisen, and the body is in a new moment of breathing and sitting, and everything keeps changing.